Hello, welcome back to another exciting episode of Travel Avenger. I'm here with my two cousins, Jessica and Danny, to explain to us the wonders of Denali National Park.
Hello, I'm Danny, and I'm 11 years old. I'm in the 6th grade, and my favorite donut flavor is Krispy Kreme glazed.
Really funny, Danny. Hi, my name is Jessica.
Thank you guys for introducing yourselves. Would you guys like to tell us about the history of the park?
Sure.
But I don't really want to.
You don't have to, Danny. Now stop being weird.
Okay. You guys are getting off topic.
Sorry. In 1994, the park was established, and it was called Mount McKinley. Then, in 2016, its name changed to Denali. Interestingly, it was originally spelled D-E-E-N-A-A-L-E-E.
Denali, whatever. But wait, that's not true.
Yes, it is, Danny. You were not paying attention.
Sure I was, cause...
Enough. Okay, is there any more information?
Yeah, it was founded in 1719.
No, doofus. It was founded in 1917.
Oh, so 1917?
Yes, 1917.
Oh, okay.
On June 1913, four men reached the summit of Mount McKinley for the first time.
Mm-hmm. The Kebab Basket Peoples named the mountain Denali because it means the spectacular one.
Actually, it means the great one, and it's pronounced Cayugan a Basket.
Interesting. That sounds...
I'm hungry.
Speaking of food, Denali has some pretty good restaurants and cafes.
Oh, where did you guys go?
Oh, just some Bear's House.
The Black Bear Coffee Shop?
Yeah, that. But I don't like coffee.
Coffee.
Y'all are crazy.
Anyways, how was the food there?
The pastries were delish.
The prices were great as well.
It was a little crowded, though.
Okay, was that all the places you went for food?
No, we also went to Merino Grill, but it was kind of nasty. I got the fish, and it wasn't that great. The breading was dark and chewy.
Well, I got the chowder, and it was pretty darn good.
Interesting. That is good information for my listeners that are planning a trip to Denali.
Ooh, Danny, do you remember the Creekside Cafe and Bakery? It was a gourmet restaurant.
Oh, yeah, that was so good. But the staff were a little rude. My fave was the Alaskan-sized cinnamon roll.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't clean as well, but their food was great, even though the place wasn't that great. The food was to die for.
Okay, enough talking about food. You're making me hungry.
Did you know that Mount McKinley is the lowest peak in North America?
No, the highest.
Yeah. And there's also a CMG called Denali.
GMC, Danny.
Whatever.
Okay, enough bickering. What activities did you do at Denali?
We went to see this amazing mushing race called the Iditarod Sled Race. People come from all around the world to see and be in this amazing race.
Mushing?
Yeah, that's a fancy name for dog sledding.
We went on a trip where we got our own sled team and went under the neon lights. It was so beautiful.
That was really expensive, though. Wasn't it like $125 plus? Wasn't it just, I mean... What I liked was skiing. Skiing in the shadow of Denali. After all, it's the highest peak in North America.
Yeah, you did more face planting than skiing, though, Danny.
Like you did any better?
We also went biking.
That was way too steep for me, so I stayed at the cabin.
Speaking of staying, where did you guys stay?
We stayed at the Lakeview on Oasis.
Yeah. I didn't like it there because of the couches.
But I think it was great despite that. But it was definitely not the best.
Interesting. That is definitely something people should keep in mind while booking their trip. What was so bad about the couches, Danny?
Well, I think they were uncomfortable and lumpy.
Oh. How were the sights?
The mountain was huge and really pretty. What did you think, Jess?
The view was colorful and white at the same time. And so majestic.
Wow, that sounds beautiful. Is there anything else about the view?
There was a lot of wild animals and really scary bears.
It was just breathtakingly gorgeous in every single way.
So
I think it's almost time to wrap it up. Do you guys know any fun facts about that my listeners might think are cool before you go on their trip?
Did you know in Denali there are 600 earthquakes? I'm so smart.
Oh, really, Danny?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there are a little more facts. Do you want to tell them another one, Danny?
Sure. Did you know the park and reserve is bigger than Massachusetts?
It's Alaska's most viewed park.
Yuppers. I'm getting a little tired. Are we almost done?
Yes, Danny. Just chill.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining me tonight. How did you like your trip overall?
I thought it was super fun, and I want to go every year since this was our first time.
Well, maybe not every year because it was quite expensive, but definitely sometime in the future. But yes, it was an excellent trip.
Very nice. Thanks again, you guys. See you next time on Travel Adventure.
Bye!